Log Talk Radio.
Okay, well, praise be, Chilla. Welcome to the Strong Family, Strong Nation Blog Talk Show. I am your host, Brother Bilal Muhammad, and my co-host, Sister Ada Muhammad. Welcome you. Is everybody else on?
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum salam.
Sister Queen is the only one that's not on. We got three lines open. Do you see that, Sister Shante?
Yes, ma'am, I see it.
Okay, we were just waiting on Sister Queen.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Okay.
Now, remember if she was saying, so I'm going to ask when she get online. Remember, y'all know Brother Mark and Sister Cecilia, they have a show too, and they be having to wear, like, they be asking for love offerings for you to be able to download their show?
Yes, I've heard them ask, but what's your question?
But no, she remember how she was saying I was in the
archive. Okay,
in the
here's the point. Here she is. Hold on.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Wa
alaikum salam. All right. Okay. So, somebody.
We're being recorded, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a live show. I just clicked launch chat. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to sneeze. Oh, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. excuse me. I'm so sorry. Oh, me and this pool. Okay. So, my chat is buffering. It says 123 flash chat.
Let me see.
That's what mine's is doing.
Mine has a check in the box.
Okay, did you push the other button that said launch chat?
I just did.
Okay, so. And I don't know what's wrong with the thing, but Prince is supposed to be playing right now.
She stopped it already. Sister Ada stopped Prince from playing.
Oh, man. What?
That wasn't Prince. That was
the song. But it was a song playing.
Okay, so here's Prince. Sister Shante, do you see where my can you see that I'm pointing to the arrow? You see Prince
it says
over here?
Prince intro.
Okay.
I don't know
go.
What that is.
No, I don't see you pointing that nowhere.
Do you see Prince intro on the other side?
Hey, that's the song that was playing, Sister Ada.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was Prince.
Okay,
Shante.
But. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you see Prince intro over here on the right-hand side?
Yes.
Okay. So all I did was I pushed the arrow, and this, the green line here, that takes the volume up or down.
Okay.
And then
yes,
after
yes.
I pushed the arrow, the pause, the two lines came up for pause, and that's what I did. But you can see that the song is for 7 minutes. And 47 seconds. That's
right.
Kind of a
yeah,
long
that
time
must,
to play.
That must be a live version because I've never even heard that. But as you can see in the studio, Brother Bilal is the host. His number shows up. Now, just because I'm on here, I can mute him if I want to.
I like that feature.
So he's muted. He's muted even though he's the host, but of course we're going to make his mic live.
But wait a minute, I don't like this feature. I don't like this one.
I love it.
We're
going to
make his mic live, and then everybody else is on live. Anytime it's, the microphone is lit up red, it's on live. The headphones represent mute. Now, the people in the green, when you push it, you put them in screen, like I just put Brother Bilal in screen, which means he probably can hear us. I don't know if he can or not, but that's for somebody that's going to stand by. In other words, if you were doing a show, let me put him back live before he starts screaming. If somebody was going to do a second half of a show, say Sister Ada's going to do the first half, Brother Bilal is going to do the second half, she can call him and put him in the screening room, and then at 8 o'clock when he gets ready to do his half, she can just make his mic live, and then he can come on. A lot of times we use that feature when people are in certain locations and they may be, like Minister Rasul is always doing something, so you want to mute him out until he's getting ready to talk because he's working on something up until the very minute. So you want to mute all his background noise out. So you just call him and put him in screen. And then at the hour, you would want him to speak. You would make his mic live. So, Sister, it's three people from Nation Building in the chat room. I don't know if everybody can see that, but if everybody who's on can launch chat, you will see you're going to show up as Nation Building Movement,
mm-hmm.
and that's on the far right screen, and then that's the online users right there. And then Nation Building, this would be me saying, ASA family, everybody would be able to see that. And so
I don't
the people
see that.
Who,
oh, I see it. Okay.
Okay. So the people who are over here as online users will be able to see what's in Nation Building's box. And they can type into Nation Building's box and say, just
okay.
like she said, well, like a salam.
Did you get
family.
My message?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, in the chat room. I responded
yeah.
back to her.
Yeah, WS family, yes, well, like a salam family. So
you see that,
that's
Shante?
That's the way it works.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, let
okay,
me ask
so
a question.
What I'm going to try to do right quick, I'm going to try to, go ahead, Brother Bilal.
Okay, how can Sister Shante make Minister James' stuff private, where she and Brother James are the only one that can see his stuff? Or how can Sister Ada make our stuff private?
That?
No, in other
why
words, like,
cause
I, no, but listen, because you know what I'm saying, is you're the only, right, we're not the only ones using the network. Like, you have different shows on it, right? Say she don't want nobody else to see her show until it airs, or see anything she's dealing with the show until it airs. How does she make it private?
Well, the only people that are going to access it are hosts. So Brother Seven would see an upcoming show that you're having. Sister Shante would see an upcoming show that you're having. But nobody just in general can see that. It's not a privatization thing. This is a network of shows. It's a good thing to have that public because, say, for instance, if you're doing a show on love and marriage, then New Beginnings might want to do something that's totally different that week. Or Minister James might want to do something totally different than what everybody else is doing to keep some variety on the network. It was a very helpful tool when we were doing 7 and 8 shows a week so that it wouldn't be repetitious. It's really no need for that. It's only limited people who are accessing the information. And everybody, I pray everybody's like in the same circle, that we all are supporting one another and supporting each other's show. So it wouldn't be a need to privatize that. But like I said, the host ID and the host pin and things of that nature, the user ID and stuff like that, that is something that we want to keep private because we don't want general public to have access to that.
Okay, and would you recommend, like I do on my show, like Sister Denise and Sister Ada, they have landlines, so I won't let nobody, even not even myself, be the host if I have just a cell phone. So wouldn't it be better just for the people to have landlines be the host?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I use my cell phone for everything. I don't even have, I haven't had a landline in 10 years. I know. I don't think that too much matters. I don't understand the significance.
No, I say it like, okay, you know how you on your calls been dropping with me? Like cell phones drop a lot of calls, but landlines don't drop calls. And then the host controls the whole thing. So if the host call drops, wouldn't it disconnect the whole show?
Well, there'll be an option. The thing about the host has to also be online as well as on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So say, for instance, if your call was to drop right now, the only way that the show would end is that you would hit that button that says end episode. If you were the host and your phone dropped, everybody else whose mic is live is able to still go on.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be dropped, but your guest may not be dropped. And they can still continue talking. And the only way to end is that you hit end episode or that it has timed out. So it's not going to end because a call drops. And you can always call back in as the host and still go and unmute your mic and go back in live. One night we lost Brother Seven altogether.
Yeah,
and
that
Sister
was last
Shantae
Saturday.
And I, yeah, Sister Shantae and I, we sit up there and we was kicking it.
Not
and we
Shantae,
had this one
Ada.
Brother, Ada.
Not Sister
Shantae, right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, Sister Ada. And we had one brother whose mic was able to be on, and we wore him out. But we continued on with the show. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you do in times of crisis, because this is technology. Blog Talk is going to mess up. Phones are going to mess up. You just keep going. And Sister Ada handled that like a champ. She handled that. And we found that brother that Mike was live. And I'm like, okay, look, I got one more question. He was like, you promise? Because he was like, I'm done. So these are the things that you do. In the event of technical difficulty, you don't end the show. You never end the show. I don't care if you just have to sit up there and talk. You never end the show, in my professional opinion. But
I agree with that. You just keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, you keep going. I don't care if you have to start praying. You know, just do what you do. Or sometimes you can also do a standby. You can say, okay, we're going to give you a musical interlude until the technical difficulties are resolved. At that point, if you're not having an issue with the music, then you can play a song. That also buys you enough time to resolve some issues. So depending on what your accessibility is to the features in the studio, there are always options. You can always play music, or you can always just keep talking, interact with whoever's mic is live and whoever can hear you. Why is he texting me?
Sister Queen.
Uh-huh, I'm here.
I'm going to have to go in about 15 minutes because my son is starving. And
oh, yes, ma'am.
He's
and
not
we,
starving.
And the show is, yeah, but the show is almost over anyway. But
okay.
This is the Ada, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because everybody sounds the same on the phone to me. This must be my
all
age.
Black folks don't sound the same. This ain't white folks stuff.
You're being recorded, brother. It's a live show.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, so, but Sister Ada has this. I know she has this. And I was trying to, Sister Ada, I couldn't find it. I might have to go back into dashboard. But if you can, for those who are online, maybe you can go into dashboard right quick, because I wanted everyone to be able to see how the outside audience sees the broadcast. This is will answer any questions about the link itself. So now that the chat room is open and it's active, if you go into episodes, and this is only because we're on live, people will actually, and we haven't shared this link in public, but say that we shared the link to this test show in Facebook. They could click on the link. It will take us to a screen, and then the show will show that it's a live show happening right now. And then the audience will have an opportunity to click on the link and participate in the show. I'm trying to get us as hosts and as a test show to that link so that we can click on it on our laptops, and it'll take us to what the audience actually sees and how the audience actually interacts with the show from their perspective. My computer is extremely slow, but if anybody can do that, if you go back into test show, the title, and click on it, it should take you to a link. And if you, I hate this thing.
It just took me to, rather, I should say, because I'm on a desktop. It says broadcast radio. We have 13 minutes remaining on air. And then it has the MBM symbol.
Okay.
I don't see
Do me a favor if you could. If you just go to Google and Google Blog Talk Radio and then Google Nation Building Movement, it should show a symbol of the show being live.
Yeah, I see the live.
Because
it's
we
live,
did not
and I,
share
and I see
this
the live.
Ch-
I'm sorry, I had to
group,
scroll all the way down to the live
the
chat.
The big difference. Because I know when you share the link, even now, you can go into episodes and you see all of those shows under in the past, shows from 2 years ago, however long ago. You can click on those links. And those links are still live. And there's a page, just to give you an example, there's a page on Facebook called Nation Building Radio, NBM Radio. And a lot of the shows' links are in there, and shows from long ago. You can click on those links and actually listen to those shows, because we have archived those shows and we own those shows. So those are ours. So after a while, if you have a Blog Talk Radio show and you don't go back and you don't keep your network up or whatever, you lose all that history. So we own that part. So that's ours. So those shows will go on forever and ever and ever. So those links are forever live. We didn't put this link out in public, so we probably won't be able to access it. But just whenever you get time, you can go on Facebook, go to NBM Radio, you can go to Nation Building Movement. It should be some live links in there where you can click on the link and access it from your laptop. So you can go in and see how you interact from the outside. And as the host, you can be in the studio and actually launch chat and then open up another window and go into Blog Talk and click on the link and see how the audience interacts.
Sis,
important that we learn that so that we understand not only what they hear, but also what they see. And Brother Bilal, when is your first show? Is it this Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be this Sunday. This Sunday coming up.
Hello?
Yeah. Can she
can
not
you hear me?
She can't hear me either.
Queen.
I was talking and asking her a question. She couldn't hear me either.
See, when she hit that mute button, she probably muted it off
still.
Like,
can you
Queen,
hear
can
us? Can you hear
me?
Like,
hold on, let me text her. Hold on.
What is your world?
You're not on. She's not muted. Can you hear us, sis?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I just sent her a text. But no, it's the 8. Our show is this coming Sunday from 7 to 9.
Can you hear us?
I just sent her the text.
She hung up. She's going to call back in. She hung up.
So,
I got it. I got it. I just need to get off the call tonight to take care of some things at home. And I will work on it. With Sister Queen, if I have any questions for her. So can you send me the full title of the show? So every show we're still going to have hashtag SFSN and the title of the show, right?
Yes, ma'am.
When I set it up.
Denise, I'm going to have Sister Denise contact you because she already has all the information on a flyer, and you do know Minister Sharif is going to be the guest, right?
Yes, sir, I do. I got that text. Oh, here she is. Hold on.
Can y'all hear
yes.
me now?
Now we can.
I can
hear,
you all, but you all couldn't hear me.
No, we could hear you. You couldn't hear us.
Oh, that's
because I was asking you. I was asking you a question when we went in. Sister Shante, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
When we went into a studio, and we went into a chat underneath the I created the chat and I launched the chat, and then underneath it was loading, and then it asked me for a login for the chat.
A login for the chat?
Yeah, one popped up on the screen.
Well, like I'm on the screen now. Like, I'm logging in like a listener. And
okay.
I'm clicking the link, which is spinning. This buffering kills me.
Sister Queen.
Yes, ma'am.
Sis, I'm running out of time. Can we go ahead and Brother Bilal has the show for next Sunday coming up, a week from today. Can we set that show up?
Yes, ma'am, you can. And,
okay.
And you know, let me just give you this information. What I found out, if you go into the studio and you click on episode and you see the link that the show created, that you can also go directly to the show on your computer from there and also access the show as if a listening audience member would. But yes, ma'am, y'all can go and set up the show. The only thing is that if you need me on, you know, like if anything is happening during the show, I might not be accessible, but Brother Seven is. Because you're doing your show on Sunday, I should be available. But sometimes I'm on location and I can't get to the phone. But Brother Seven is my backup. If you have any technical difficulties,
I might
any problems.
Be accessible, but Brother Seven is my backup.
7. Okay, now listen to myself on the computer. This is weird.
I had to turn that happened to me last night. I had to turn my volume all the way down because I started getting that feedback.
Yeah, and it's strange hearing yourself on a computer.
And Sister Queen, real fast, because like me, now you already know that I'm the host, but I have Sister Denise and Sister Ada gonna do that because you already know that. They don't know what I do, but you know what I do. I'm not gonna never be on a computer because I'm always gonna be constantly moving around. I'm gonna be on my cell phone, so I can still operate the show just on my phone, right?
Yes, sir, you can, but you're gonna have to be very distinctive in your directives to them. So I would kind of lay that out prior to, as far as when you're coming on, when your music is going to be queued up, when you're going to introduce your guests, and, of course, you know, allowing them the time to speak or whatever, and then if you have any other music or anything in there that you're going to be doing, you need to let that be pre-queued up since you're going to be so busy. That
you know what, you got a smart mouth. But you already know
no,
what I do. You know
listen,
what I'm saying on the mission.
But this is, but here's the thing. I'm very serious about this. You know, if you're going to, you have to remember as a Muslim, our duty is to always give our people the very best of us.
That's right.
Deliver the dead to the Lamb of God.
That's right.
So when you do that, brother, you always want to be in your best position, your best self, your best focus, because you being the host, you are initiating the information that's going forth to the believers. And the one thing the Minister Farrakhan told me is that you always want to offer the people the best, most accurate and definite information that is available to you. So my humble suggestion to you is that you don't get so busy and so tied up and so involved in other things. I want you to be proficient and I want you to be excellent at this because
yes, ma'am.
You are feeding Allah's people.
That's right.
And then you never know what dead you're resurrecting. So no opportunity is to be taken for granted.
That's
you
right.
are representing the nation. You are representing the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. You are representing the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes,
you
ma'am. What
cannot,
is the message?
You cannot misstep and be doing two or three things at the same time. That can't happen. So I know you hyper and I know you busy, but if you're going to do this,
mm-hmm.
you have to commit to that degree of time to giving a lot of people nothing short of the best. Now, that comes from Mr. Farrakhan to me. I'm giving it from me to you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, sister, you've been knowing me most of all my life, so you already know. Once I commit myself, and you already know, I'm gonna give my best. I ain't gonna try my best. I'm gonna give my best.
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. But what the minister shared with me is to always be humble. And
yes, ma'am.
That's what we have to be. We have to be humble, and when we come before a people, and I just want you to go in with the understanding of the love and the care that the minister has before he speaks to us. His preparation is remarkable. You would think he was, and he is, in an essence, going to speak to Allah himself because he is always so careful and he is so humble in his prayer before speaking to us, and we have to be that same way. So before I do any broadcast, it's always my prayer. My prayer is the same. Allah, let me provide to them what you desire for them, or what you desire for me to provide. And that's the spirit that we have to go in. And it's not about being anybody else. It's about being the best you, because you have that entity of Allah in you. And that's what we need as your brothers, as your sisters, as your nation, as your family. We need the best parts of Brother Bilal. So I know who you are. I know what you're capable of. And if I thought anything other than that, you know I would not be on this phone with you. You know that. So I have the utmost confidence in you, little brother. You'll always be my little brother, but I'm fully aware that you are a grown man, very capable man, and I'm looking forward to much successes from you. But that's just some advice from your big sister, and I got your back, bro.
Hey, I know you do.
But
you
I
always have.
I just want you to be the best. I just want you to be the best. So that's what the minister gave to me some years ago, and I'm just giving it back.
Thank you, sis.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So,
and,
I know Sister Ada, did she go?
No, ma'am. I'm here. I wouldn't, you know, just get off the line like that. I did have a question. What's your availability tomorrow, inshallah?
What's tomorrow?
Monday?
I'm good up until about 5 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to call you, inshallah, tomorrow to set up the show. But as far as the flyer is concerned, Brother Bilal, other than the guest call-in number, I'm not sure what else she would need for the flyer.
No, she wants the link.
Yeah, the link.
And
is,
you won't get the link?
The link is generated when she sets it up.
When you set up the show, that's when the link's going to be generated.
Okay. So we're going to do that tomorrow, Brother Bilal.
Okay, but trust me, Sister Denise, because she got to talk to her brother. That way they can modify the flyer then.
Okay. Okay, so
what
brother,
is your subject?
Conflict resolution and marriage. Conflict resolution and marriage.
Divorce. No, I'm just playing.
You know what? See, that's why I should have said nothing to you.
I'm just joking. No. Absolutely not. Okay. I look forward. I wanna hear it. So I'm gonna let Sister Ada go feed my nephew so she
mm-hmm.
can do this. And are there any other questions from Sister Shantae? Sister Shantae, you've been so quiet.
Yes, ma'am. I don't have any questions at the moment.
Yeah, well, Brother James told me that you were very techno savvy, so you probably can teach me something. I don't know. I just know what I do.
Oh, yes,
so,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so.
Okay, so, Brother Bilal, before I get off this call, do you have a clip that you want to use from the minister? Do you have the music so she can show me how to do all of that tomorrow while she has an opportunity? Huh?
And you know, that's what I do. That's how I would let you sisters give me a consensus on the music. But I know one of the songs, I don't want the whole song on, like the middle part of that New Edition song, Can You Stand the Rain? All I want is really the chorus part, Can You Stand the Rain part, because I know in marriages, you know, that's the season with that's a, you know what, Sister Queen, I'm gonna need you to hold that real quick.
Can you send me that, brother?
Yeah, we're gonna talk all down. Hold, I don't need this out of her right
all
now.
All right, I gotta go, y'all. But thank you, Sister Queen, and thank you for the opportunity to refresh my memory on some of these things. And I know once I get my feet wet, I can pretty much. Once you walk
you
me through
this,
it. And,
sis.
Yes, ma'am. Love you, too. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
It's fine. It's Shantae. to the shots I wish you and Brother Brother James the much utmost success and anything y'all need from me, that I will be, you know, very able to help y'all. And please don't blast my humor on Facebook, all right?
Yes, sir. Oh, praise you to Allah. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. And you are in the courtship group, right? On the restricted law group, right?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
You is in my group, right? Courtship under the restricted law?
That doesn't sound familiar.
This is Sister Shantae X out of, where are you from, Sister Orlando?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, this is not Sister Shantae out of Tampa.
Okay, well, praise be to our sister. It's your law. You know, I'm looking forward to adding in the group and letting you know what I'm saying. You post on marriage and courtship, all you like, all right?
You don't even know if she's married or not. Are you married, Sister Shantae?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, but it's for married couple and for couples that are seeking courtship. I got a balance in my group.
It don't matter to me. I'm not seeking neither one.
You know what? You know what? I don't think it's a brother that can handle you right now anyway.
I'm a law's wife.
Oh,
okay. So now you're a nun, right? Now you're a nun?
You're right. I've been a nun for 17 years. All praises due to Allah. I've been divorced.
This been my sister.
Anyway,
I
think the show is over. Thank God.
Yeah, the show been over. The show been over. But this been my sister. I mean, she raised me when I was young. So that's why she can talk to me like that.
I need to put you over my knee. That's what I need.
No, but see, that part ain't going to happen. That ain't never happen. I got a wife, you know, so she ain't going for that one.
No comment. Okay.
Well, Lakem, y'all, I'm gone. Help us on the show. I'm gone.
Well, Lakem Salam.
Well, Lakem Salam.
I love y'all. Peace.
Love you more.
Queen, I guess we're finished.
Shit, I ain't got time for bullshit.